Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
Joining us this morning, Mike Dubusky with a look at all things tech on the Trocare College Live Line. Mike, I want to start with Tesla, because they're still trying to assess what the impact will be here with some workers in Buffalo. Mm-hmm. But Tesla announcing significant layoffs in their company. Why?
Yeah, laying off 10% of the company, in fact, Brian. We think about 14,000 people in total are going to be affected by this. In an email yesterday, Elon Musk said that there is nothing I hate more, but that it must be done. And that, of course, comes at a pretty critical moment for Tesla. Last week, we learned that Tesla's deliveries for the first quarter in this year were down significantly when compared to the year prior to that. They've also been slashing prices across their lineup in an effort to remain competitive amid new competition from both domestic automakers and automakers around the world, namely China. Next week, we're going to get a look at their earnings report, and that's going to be a very interesting call to listen to, I think.
It comes amid this big EV push by a lot of people. Meanwhile, consumers seem to be not jumping on board as much as they used to be. The growth isn't quite there. I mean, you can look at the long-term future and say, well, there's going to be a lot of EVs on the road. But in the near-term future, the next, 5 to 10 years or so, how is this going to play out? Because it seems like there's going to be a lot of turbulence.
Certainly. Although I will say, when we look at the data when it comes to EV adoption, I want to just be clear about the line here, right? The idea is that, EV growth is slowing, but it still accounts for a larger share of the new car market than it ever has before. And it is continuing to grow, just not at the pace that it was. So people are still buying EVs. You talk to analysts in this field, and really where the electric vehicle space is right now is it's moving away from the early adopters, right? The people who are willing to spend more money and deal with more frustrations, into the mainstream consumer market, right? People who are less willing to deal with frustrations and are much more price conscious. That, I think, is partly why you're seeing Tesla slash their prices, to get these cars into more people's hands, to make them more accessible to more people. And again, it comes, amid more competition. We've seen General Motors, Ford invest very heavily in EVs. They've also invested in hybrid technology, right? This idea that we're going to need an intermediary step here within the next few years because the electric vehicle charging infrastructure just isn't there, or there are reliability concerns, or et cetera, et cetera. These hybrids could potentially be a stepping stone to that future, but Tesla doesn't have any of them. Tesla has never made a gas-powered car or a car that employs gas power in any capacity. So that is another challenge facing them. Again, it's a really critical moment for this company. It's also worth mentioning that the Cybertruck, which has its own, fair share of issues out there having to do with rust and reliability, is their first new product in years. They have an old lineup that is just not that fresh when you look at some of the other vehicles that are out there.
Yeah, they've never really had to deal with competition. I mean, for years, exactly. They were like the EV maker, and now every other automaker has at least some sort of offering.
Absolutely. And if you take a step back, too, that really did position Tesla to be successful for many years, even after their cars started to get kind of old, because they built out charging infrastructure, right? The charger network across the country is the most robust public charging network out there. These chargers work. They are easy to use. They fit into your car, whereas other public charging infrastructure out there is far less reliable. Many people are turned off by the unreliability of the public charging network. network. In addition to that, Tesla sells EV credits for many years, right? This idea that in order to adhere to certain federal standards, automakers can either make electric vehicles or they can buy credits off of companies that do make electric vehicles. And Tesla, making exclusively electric vehicles for many years, was able to benefit from that because General Motors, Ford, BMW, others would buy their credits while those companies spun up their own electric vehicle efforts. Those companies now have put those cars out on sale, right? So this revenue stream is starting to shrink for them somewhat. Again, it's a really existential moment for Tesla as they consider their future. They do say that the more is coming this summer. They are going to unveil a robo-taxi that runs on next-generation architecture that could potentially freshen things, but we've also seen them run into hurdles with their self-driving technology, their robotic car idea as well. So, again, existential moment here for Tesla.
Yeah, we'll be watching for it. Well, one company that's always faced competition, Apple, facing it again. So Samsung now shipping more phones than Apple does. What do you make of this?
Yeah, globally. So this comes from the International Data Corporation, which tracks smartphone shipments. This is actually Samsung reclaiming a global smartphone sales crown from Apple. Apple, for the first time in 2023, delivered more phones than Samsung. That was the first time that's ever happened. Again, we're talking globally, not domestically. The global smartphone market also increased this past year. So they're selling more phones in general. So the larger market for smartphones is growing. Interestingly enough, both Samsung and Apple were down when it comes to deliveries of new smartphones in the first quarter of this year. Samsung by less than a percentage point when it comes to market share. Apple by about 10% when it comes to market share. That's a pretty significant decline. But I was talking to an analyst yesterday, and they say the idea here is that Apple weathered the pandemic a lot better than other smartphone manufacturers out there. They were able to manipulate their supply chain so that there weren't as many problems as Samsung, for example, encountered. Now all of their competitors are back at full steam. So it's not like Apple is doing anything bad necessarily or they're running into trouble. It's just that there was this huge dip among their competitors and now that has crested again. They are now back at full steam and that's why we're seeing Samsung sort of reclaim this crown.
Okay. Hey, Mike, thanks again for the time. Mike Dubusky, tech reporter, joining us live here on the Trocare College Live Line.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.